Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. My wife just texted, I have a choral concert to attend for my daughter on March 27th, which means no pickle that night, so whatever.
Okay. Oh, man.
That's all right.
What will you do?
I don't know.
Will you just sit there with your arms folded?
That's what I always do.
Will you show up with your pickle? Can you go in your pickle shorts and then sneak out early after she's done?
Perhaps.
Mm. Do you know if this is a full evening? Is she in every number?
She's not in every number, no. She's with only her grade, and she does two or three songs. You know, really, I could just dip in and dip out. But usually we go as a family.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be frowned upon.
A lot of times we have dinner after.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of thing.
Oh, family time. God. What does Big E always say that you've taught him? Kids?
Ruin everything. You want him to be involved.
Big E's taking it to heart.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you want them to be involved with stuff, and then when they are, you have to go and watch them do it. You know.
You pushed her into athletics. Now she's a track star.
Now she's doing it.
She's a track athlete.
She is a track athlete.
It's what every parent does. I mean, my sister and brother-in-law, they're pushing my nieces into things, and they're complaining.
Yeah.
They had to race back from their spring break vacation to get to soccer practice.
Right. Do dance.
It's like you made them do it.
Swimming, soccer, all of those things.
You know, and then you get, when they're at a certain level, I don't know that your daughter will reach that, but, you know, when they get on those travel teams, like baseball, softball, soccer, I mean, they're going all up and down the coast.
Yeah. Biggie and I watched The Pit. Let me tell you, there was something about an overbearing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your takeaway?
Well, you should see it, man. That's
this good. Week's episode of The Pit.
It was
the realest episode of.
Did somebody who's a travel parent pull his hair out?
Two things.
Did he blow his brains out in a hotel?
A travel parent
in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah,
that's it. No more soccer. I have had it.
Bam. No, a travel baseball kid got hit with a line drive in the eye, and they were like, "He may never see again." And the father was like, "Can he pitch on Thursday?"
Which, again, I feel like pretty accurate.
I do, too.
Probably.
Yeah. It's like, he may be ready to go on Thursday. Yeah. Like, we're doing surgery. He's 50-50 to ever see again. Yeah, but he can suit up for Thursday.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought it was played well, too, because normally, and they tried to have this moment where they were like, listen, your son is really injured.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, on a normal medical drama, the parents would be like, you're right. I need to change how I am. No, The Pit keeps it real. The dad's like, get out of my way. Yeah. Whatever, fix him up. Let's go.
Let's go.
Because that's really probably how most of the parents are.
He needs to be back out
there. Get in my family business. Get him back out there.
But
he's paying off my house.
Let me say this about children as well. A woman was giving birth, and they went way overboard in my mind. They showed full vagina.
I mean, the most unbelievable birth scene I've ever witnessed.
They went there?
Yes. As usual, you know, she's back in the stirrups. They have the sheet over her like you've seen a million times.
Women have had, actors have had babies on TV for generations.
So the woman, the doctor in charge says, let me take a look. And she puts her head under the sheet. She lifts the sheet and the camera shows, I mean, fully dilated vagine. And
are you smelling Emmy for the technical effects?
I think it was real. I think this woman was actually giving
birth. An actual pregnant woman said, shoot my hoo-ha?
No. Yes. I think a pregnant woman said, shoot my hoo-ha.
It's the closest I'm ever going to come to seeing a birth.
Do you get free diapers for a year if you do that?
Yeah.
From HBO?
Yes. I believe that woman said.
Now, you've seen your wife give birth. I don't think you got that close.
No, I did not. No.
But I feel changed after that.
Why would they do that to us?
Twice. Actually, more than twice.
Oh,
like five times.
They kept showing it.
Yeah.
I mean, the baby had a shoulder dystocia, which I knew was bad news from ER. And the same actor.
Not being a dad.
No. From when I used to watch ER, they're like, shoulder dystocia. But they never showed it. This time around, the baby was half in, half out. And that poor woman, that actress, and her vagine being all over, and not in its best light. I mean, in the worst way you could show it. The Pit. I do see Emmy Awards coming to The Pit for that kind of graphic detail. By the way, another show Biggie and I watched, that actor, is it Jason Isaacs, was on CBS this morning, and they asked him about his full frontal nudity. Biggie and I have discussed this. He's the guy that he plays the father of a rich family from North Carolina, and they're in Thailand, and he's got some trouble back at home. Like, he's going to be arrested when he gets back home embezzlement, tax evasion. Nonetheless, he's taking a drug to make him sleep, unbeknownst to his wife. And while he's doing this, he's got his robe on and he full frontal nudity.
He's physically falling apart.
He is. And when he sits down on the sofa, his legs come apart and there's his...
Just flops out.
Oh, man. Like you wouldn't believe. And we discovered last week, industry insiders are saying, that's a prosthetic, which I knew. There was no way that was all.
No.
No way. Well, listen to this. It got a little bit awkward. He was on CBS This Morning and Gayle King said, was that
all? Let's talk about the dong.
Let's talk about it. And she said, was that all you or was that prosthetic? And he said, what a double standard. You would never ask a woman that.
Was that you or was that a prosthetic?
Well, because we were debating it.
Because we were debating
it. A lot of people are debating it. It's all over the internet. And it's interesting because
answer the question.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the best actress this year was Mikey Madison at the Oscars, and I don't see anybody discussing her vulva, which was on television all the time. None of them aren't talking about Swedish cars, you know? So I think it's interesting that there's a double standard for men, that when women are naked, Margaret Qualley as well, in The Substance, nobody would dream of talking to her about her genitalia or her nipples or any of those things. And so it's odd that there's a double standard when it comes to discussing.
But we so rarely
get a bit of a doubt. It's a bit of a dodge.
Yeah, he said
it is a dodge question. Because I don't think that people really want to know how the sausage is made.
I kind of do.
He kept on pressing. He never said whether it was or was not.
Well, that got pushed back immediately.
Oh, really?
Against him or against CBS?
Really?
Against him, because they said, really, dude, for ages, women and actresses have been asked, are your boobs real? Are those your real boobs?
Have they?
And a lot of times when they do nude, stunt double or you?
Have they?
Yeah. I've heard stuff like that. Was that really you doing the nude sex scene? Or and they're so
I have not. Yeah. I've not heard that. I don't know. When he said that, I thought, in this day and age, I agree. I don't think that Mikey Madison would be on that show and them saying, was that you?
Is that your vulva?
Is that your vulva? I don't believe they would say that today. Now, I don't know in the past, certainly. But today, I don't think a woman would be on a show. I think that would be like people would go, well, how dare you ask that question, you know? Don't you think?
Maybe not. I mean, we still talk about stunt doubles for sex scenes and things. So I don't think it'd be that far off.
Oh, I do. If Mikey Madison, I think his point was, now she is the woman who won, and she was naked in her movie.
Very.
Very. You've seen it. I think if she was on Good Morning America or the Today Show or CBS This Morning and they said, so what, was that your vagina that we saw all over the screen? I would be uncomfortable, and I think she would. I don't think they'd dare ask. I do not believe. It's certainly not like that, you know. I don't. But with him, it was kind of like, I mean, we've wondered. Mm-hmm. My God,
I mean, I think it's also that men aren't normally one up front nude in a show or a movie that often.
Of course,
not according to Chris Demme lately. It's
well,
all
I mean,
men.
The tables are turning.
Yeah. Right.
But historically, turning. There's
well,
no,
certainly.
It's no.
So I think
certainly
it's still. Right, yeah. I mean, but I mean, even 20 years ago, Boogie Nights, the question was that really Mark Wahlberg?
Mm-hmm, right.
So I think when it is out there, it is more. Was that really you?
It is,
but it's always a size. Normally, it's sizable.
Well, that's his point. I mean, that's his whole point. Is like, why would you ask that about me when you would never ask that about this or that woman who did the same thing?
I just think they're not maybe asked. I think women are asked just different ways around it.
I don't see it. I think I agree with him. Now, but it's been 40 years coming. I mean, for years and years, women were kind of expected to do nude scenes.
Very much so.
And men weren't. But I completely agree that today, if a woman, any woman, went on to one of these shows, they would not dare.
Well, I'm sure that Mikey Madison did plenty of interviews leading up to the Oscars, when the movie was released, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We could certainly go back and look for the video and see if anyone said, are those your boobies?
Sure.
I don't think it exists.
I mean, don't think anyone would.
No. If they did, I think they would be in serious trouble. I would. And I do think, I mean, I think that is a double standard. I mean, a guy who does that, I mean, he's exactly right. However, it's because for 50 years, women have done nude scenes and men have not.
And apparently it's just enormous.
Oh, well, that's the other thing.
It's a prosthetic. There's no question.
That's the other thing. They made it so big.
Cartoonishly large,
yes. Yes, yes.
It's not a normal, just, I mean, even porn stars would be like, good Lord.
I mean, really, he could have said exactly what he said and then said, okay, that being said, obviously it's not me, you know. I think he wants people to believe.
Well, you can tell he's getting, just from his attitude, he's getting tired of being asked that.
I guess.
But he should have known.
Well, I think that's his whole point.
Yeah.
I mean, why? It's like, why do you keep asking me this? You know, why? It's like if a woman's on the red carpet and, you know, any actress, are they going to say, did you just have a boob job? I mean, your boobs look a lot bigger. I don't think people would do that.
Maybe not today.
The real life is different, but like Sharon Stone, I'm trying to remember back, you know, Sharon Stone may be the most famous.
To put it out there.
You know, when she did Basic Instinct. I'm sure that's all people talked about when they interviewed her.
Did they ask her about it? They probably did, but remember she said she didn't even think that was happening.
You know? I can't remember how the whole thing played out in real time at first.
If that woman from the pit were in here, I'd have to say, how'd y'all feel?
Sweetheart.
That wasn't her.
No.
No.
I was like, how did y'all do that? And I would say to the makers of the pit, why did you do that?
Poor special effects guy behind the fake vagina slowly pushing that baby through.
Oh, I've never. It was just unbelievable.
Was it an animatronic baby, too?
No.
It seemed real, but it's hard to say.
I don't know. I mean, I was cringing so much I couldn't focus on.
I had to put my hand up to my face, you know, and look through my
because they don't warn you. They cut right to it.
Right. It was as big right there on the screen.
Is this Kelly a show, The Pit, you watch with the missus?
No, she doesn't watch. She doesn't like medical dramas. But if she had seen that, I have to watch that. She was away at a fish fry. She had a fish fry. I couldn't. Yeah, they have.
Lent.
Oh, that's right. No meat.
It's Lent, so they had to have a fish fry. Exactly. This involves body parts as well. I just recently said, on Facebook now, I look for pickle tips. And Andre Agassi is a guy who will occasionally give pickle tips, the former tennis player, because now
he plays a lot
of pickleball. So he's moving over to pickleball. And so I see this, and then below his pickleball tips, I see him telling a story, and the headline is, how did Boris Becker's tongue affect Andre Agassi's game? And I thought, am I going to click this? Is this what they call clickbait? But I did click it, and I was fascinated now when Andre Agassi told this story. Agassi.
Now, he was a little bit later, right?
In
the world of tennis. Becker was a star in the mid-80s.
Yes. And
kind of came on the scene.
When did Agassi come along? Late 80s. 89, 89 or so. So they play. The first three times they played, Becker crushed him. And after that, Agassi beat him like 9 of 11. So they played a total of 14 times. And so it was 3-0 for Becker, and then Agassi turned it around. So Agassi was telling this story that Boris Becker had a tell on his serve. Here's some sports dirt for you. That just before he served, he would stick his tongue out, just flick it. And they showed video for this, of course. And based on where his tongue was where the serve was going to be in the box to Andre Agassi. So he told this story.
Boris Becker beat me the first three times we played because his serve was something the game had never seen before. Well, I watched tape after tape of him, and I started to realize he had this weird tick with his tongue. I'm not kidding. He would go into his rocking motion, his same routine. And just as he was about to toss the ball, he would stick his tongue out, and it would either be right in the middle of his lip or it would be to the left corner of his lip. So if he's serving in the deuce court and he put his tongue in the middle of his lip, he was either serving up the middle or to the body. But if he put it to the side, he was going to serve out wide. The hardest part wasn't returning his serve. The hardest part was not letting him know that I knew this. So I had to resist the temptation of reading his serve for the majority of the match and choose the moments when I was going to use that information on a given point to execute a shot that would allow me to break the match open. I had a problem hiding the fact that I could break his serve at will because I just didn't want him to keep that tongue in his mouth. I wanted it to keep coming out.
So if he had ever just dominated a match, he's like Becker would have figured it out. And so he only used it like two or three times per match. But he won 9 out of 11. And they showed video. And every time Becker would toss the ball up a second before he'd go, just his tongue would like a snake come out either front or left. And then they showed, you know, when it would go front, he would serve like down the tee line, down the middle. And Agassi just put the shot away. Just once or twice a match to
remarkable.
Win, you know, to win 6-4 in a set. So years later, Agassi said he told him.
So I told Boris about this after he was retired. I told him at Oktoberfest, we went out in Oktoberfest in Germany and had a pint of beer together, and I couldn't help but say, by the way, did you know you used to do this and give away your syrup? He about fell off the chair, and he says, I used to go home all the time and just tell my wife, it's like he reads my mind. And he said to me, little did I know you were just reading my tongue.
Andre Agassi read Boris Becker's tongue.
That is wild.
And it really is crazy. It's like he had a tick. He didn't know he was doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, he would stick his tongue out. That was a crazy story and apparently real. And Agassi, you know, I mean, he told the story and dominated Becker years after that, after he was losing to him early
on. You know, when you normally hear about something like that is baseball.
Always.
Pitchers, what they say, will tip their pitches. That's what it's called, because they hold their hand. Yes. They don't even know they're doing it. Their glove hand or their other hand.
Exactly.
A certain way, slightly differently for a curveball than a fastball.
I read that about Randy Johnson, that one player figured him out. I forget even who it was, but he told Randy Johnson years later, he's like, you know, when you were going to throw your slider, I knew because of the way you held your glove versus your fastball. So I knew what was coming. It's incredible the way great athletes can do something like that. Lord, I hope I don't have a tail down there.
Pickle tails?
I hope I don't have a pickle tail. You never know which way I'm standing or what I'm doing. Lord, I don't know. I can't figure that out.
He's going to the left. I can tell.
What?
Left. He always goes to the left.
Yeah, he's lumbering left.
Lumbering left.